we have to stay woke. Like, everybody needs to be woke.
Yeah, this is the definition of evil. And I want you to picture for a minute, a father ends up becoming transgender and abandoning his family. It's not very loving. This is why transgender people lead the world in suicide, is because they go under the knife, they get certain organs cut off of themselves, they get their bodies mutilated, and they turn around, realize what they did, and they take their own lives. That's why they lead the world in suicide. I want you to think of a child, a young girl who doesn't know what gender she is. She has gender dysphoria. She's been indoctrinated by the school system to think that there's more than two and that she could evolve into a boy. And so she ends up going under surgery as well. Think of the hatred that you'd have for that young girl to encourage her to go under the knife and to get certain parts of her mutilated as well. Horrible. Horrible what transgenderism is. Wokeness, what Kamala Harris thinks we need more of, is actually what we need much less of.
You can talk about if you're the wokest or woker, but just stay more woke than less woke.
The same chemicals that are used to castrate criminals are the very chemicals that they're using to change people's genders. And check out this shirt that you can buy online. It says that there are more than two genders. But guess what? You can only buy it in a male or female size. If somebody pretends to be a dog, it doesn't mean they're a dog. If somebody pretends to be a whale, it doesn't mean that they're a whale. And if someone identifies as a unicorn, it means that they are not able to understand the difference between reality and fiction. The Bible says, so God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them.
Ukraine is a country in Europe. It exists next to another country called Russia. Russia is a bigger country. Russia is a powerful country. Russia decided to invade a smaller country called Ukraine. So basically, that's wrong.
She can't even English right. She can't even speak to a public audience without fumbling over herself and making a fool of herself. And she goes on and on about how if she gets elected, that she's going to fix all the problems with the economy. She's already in office right now. She's the vice president of the United States. She's been in office. She's had her chance.
Do you have any plans to visit the border?
We are going to the border. We've been to the border. So this whole thing about the border, we've been to the border. We've been to the border.
You haven't been to the border.
I haven't been to Europe.
She is saying things that do not make any sense whatsoever. And because some people are so filled with vitriol towards the truth, they will just buy right into supporting her, just like they did with Joe Biden. And it is evil. It just shows the state of our nation, the state of the country. And at the Democratic National Convention this year, they were giving out free abortions, free vasectomies. These people hate life. If you found a human fetus on Mars, everybody would be crying out, "We found life on Mars." But yet somehow, a human living inside of its mother's womb is not considered human today. One of the best ways to identify a human is with the fingerprint. That's how the FBI does it today. A fingerprint of an unborn child is formed at 8 weeks. It already has its own fingerprint at 8 weeks. Kamala is a wicked person. She doesn't care for the unborn. If she did, she wouldn't be going around promoting vasectomies for males and abortions for females to try to destroy human life. She is not the type of person that's going to intimidate Putin. Putin is a real problem for a lot of people. There's a chance, we don't know, that he could invade other countries or that another country could invade us. It's very likely for something like this to happen. There's wars going on all over the place now. And I find it interesting that when Democrats take over the office, usually inflation goes up, homeless rates go up, murder rates go up, crime rates go up. Everything that we don't want skyrockets when these folks get elected.